"All right, Gorpy," said Hagrid in a would-be cheery voice, backing away with a long bow raised, ready to poke Grawp again. "Had a nice sleep, eh?" Harry and Hermione retreated as far as they could while still keeping the giant within their sights. Grawp knelt between two trees he had not yet uprooted. They looked up into his startlingly huge face, which resembled a grey full moon swimming in the gloom of the clearing. It was as though the features had been hewn onto a great stone ball. The nose was stubby and shapeless, the mouth lopsided and full of misshapen yellow teeth the size of half bricks. The small eyes were a muddy greenish-brown, and just now were half gummed together with sleep. Grawp raised dirty knuckles as big as cricket balls to his eyes, rubbed vigorously, then, without warning, pushed himself to his feet with surprising speed and agility. "Oh, my!" Harry heard Hermione squeal, terrified beside him. The trees to which the other ends of the ropes around Grawp's wrists and ankles were attached creaked ominously. He was, as Hagrid had said, at least 16 feet tall. Gazing blearily around, he reached out a hand the size of a beech umbrella, seized a bird's nest from the upper branches of a towering pine, and turned it upside down with a roar of apparent displeasure that there was no bird in it. Eggs fell like grenades toward the ground, and Hagrid threw his arms over his head to protect himself. "Anyway, Grawpy," shouted Hagrid, looking up apprehensively in case of further falling eggs. "I've brought some friends to meet you. Remember I told you I might? Remember when I said I might have to go on a little trip and leave them to look after you for a bit? Remember that, Grawpy?" But Grawp merely gave another low roar. It was hard to say whether he was listening to Hagrid or whether he even recognized the sounds Hagrid was making as speech. He had now seized the top of the pine tree and was pulling it toward him, evidently for the simple pleasure of seeing how far it would spring back when he let go. "Now, Grawpy, don't do that," shouted Hagrid. "That's how you ended up pulling up the others." And sure enough, Harry could see the earth around the tree's roots beginning to crack. "I got company for you," Hagrid shouted. "Company, see? Look down, you big buffoon. I brought you some friends."
"Oh, Hagrid, don't,"
moaned Hermione. But Hagrid had already raised the bough again and gave Grawp's knee a sharp poke. The giant let go of the top of the pine tree, which swayed menacingly, and deluged Hagrid with a rain of needles, and looked down.
"This," said Hagrid, hastening over to where Harry and Hermione stood, "is Harry Grawp, Harry Potter. He might be coming to visit you if I have to go away, understand?"
The giant had only just realized that Harry and Hermione were there. They watched in great trepidation as he lowered his huge boulder of a head so that he could peer blearily at them.
"And this is Hermione, see? Her..."
Hagrid hesitated. Turning to Hermione, he said,
"Would you mind if he called you Hermie, Hermione? Only it's a difficult name for him to remember."
"No, not at all," squeaked Hermione.
"This is Hermie, Grawp, and she's going to be coming and all. Isn't that nice, eh? Two friends for you to... Grawpy, no!"
Grawp's hand had shot out of nowhere toward Hermione. Harry seized her and pulled her backward behind the tree so that Grawp's fist scraped the trunk but closed on thin air.
"Bad boy, Grawpy!"
Harry heard Hagrid yelling as Hermione clung to Harry behind the tree, shaking and whimpering.
"Very bad boy! You don't grab... Ouch!"
Harry poked his head out from around the trunk and saw Hagrid lying on his back, his hand over his nose. Grawp, apparently losing interest, had straightened up again and was again engaged in pulling back the pine as far as it would go.
"Right,"
said Hagrid thickly, getting up with one hand pinching his bleeding nose and the other grasping his crossbow.
"Well, they are. You've met him and now he'll know you when you come back. Yeah. Well..."
He looked up at Grawp, who was now pulling back the pine with an expression of detached pleasure on his boulderish face. The roots were creaking as he ripped them away from the ground.
"Well, I reckon that's enough for one day,"
said Hagrid.
We'll go back now, shall we?"
Harry and Hermione nodded. Hagrid shouldered his crossbow again and, still pinching his nose, led the way back into the trees.